From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Carl Smith.
You are the one, you're the one in my heart, you're my darling, my life's greatest thrill. You are the one in my heart, and I know that I love you, and I always will. I've had some sweethearts, and dear, so have you. We've both done some things that we shouldn't do. We've tasted life, both the bitter and the sweet. It helped us to know love when we chanced to meet. You are the one, you're the one in my heart. You're my darling, my life's greatest thrill. You are the one in my heart, and I know that I love you, and I always will. With tears from the past, it helped us to know love, but found love at last. I didn't know what joy was till I've been blue. I didn't know what love was till I met you. You are the one, you're the one in my heart. You're my darling, my life's greatest thrill. You are the one in my heart, and I know that I love you, and I always will.
Thank you very much, and to all our friends and neighbors, a great big welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
And here to greet the folks tonight is an all-star lineup of their favorite Opry artists. We have the Jordanaires, Marvin Hughes, June Carter, Chet Atkins, and the entire Opry gang.
And I've invited someone over who will not only pretty things up a bit, but liven them up too. Pretty Miss Martha Carson. But right now, let's make room for four fellas who do a pretty good job themselves of bringing things to life, especially when it comes to the most in four-part harmony. Let's give a great big welcome to Jordanaire singing I'm So Glad.
I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me, singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. When I was in trouble, Jesus lifted me. When I was in trouble, Jesus lifted me. When I was in trouble, Jesus lifted me, singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me, singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. When I was a sinner, Jesus lifted me. When I was a sinner, Jesus lifted me. When I was a sinner, Jesus lifted me, singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me. Oh, well, now I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me, singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me.
Carl, one thing you notice about pipe smokers is that they always seem so relaxed and comfortable.
Especially the ones who pack their pipe with Prince Albert's smoking tobacco. They're enjoying cool smoking every minute, Graham.
Yes, sirree. And did you notice that every minute of every pipe smoking day, Prince Albert is taste tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco? pipe smokers just naturally enjoy PA. You see, PA is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And then the rich, natural flavor of this tobacco is held and heightened by Prince Albert's own special process. No wonder it's America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
And Prince Albert is crimp cut to pack neat and firm, smooth smoking and long burning.
So all you pipe and makings men, in your next pipe or making cigarette, enjoy Prince Albert's famous natural tobacco taste. See for yourselves why Prince Albert is called the National Joy Smoke.
No need to straighten my tie for our special guest tonight, because she's already got a little fellow that she's kindly sweet on. She's the top spiritual singer across the country. How about a great big welcome for Miss Martha Carson? Martha, tell us how that little new son of yours is doing these days.
Oh, just wonderful, Carl. You know, I couldn't have picked a better baby if I'd tried.
Well, now, that's fine, Martha. And I know that I don't think you could have picked a better song if you'd have tried. How about singing All These Days for Our Fine Neighbors, huh?
Love to, Carl.
All These Things.
All These Things.
Oh, no. Walk out my front door. See the roses kissed with you. Gonna shake my neighbor's hand. I'm as wealthy as a king. My old rocking chair's my throne. I'm content to do without all these things that I can't own. I can't have a house that's new, and the clothes I wear are old. I can't do what others do. I can't go where others go. I can't have a shiny car, get around like some folks do. I can't have these things, it's true. So here's what I'm gonna do. Gonna shake my neighbor's hand. Gonna say,
how do you do?
I'm as wealthy as a king. My old rocking chair's my throne. I'm content to do without all these things that I can't own. All these things that I can't have. Feeling time just pass away. I won't need them when I go. It would just be in my way. I've a pillow for my bed and a shelter for my head. All the best things I got free. I'm as happy as can be. Gonna walk out my front door, see the roses kiss me too. Gonna shake my neighbor's hand. Gonna say,
how do you do?
I'm as wealthy as a king. My old rocking chair's my throne. I'm content to do without all these things.
Potter's got that fiddle going to the tune of Katie Hill. We're all going to cut a few capers. So if you'll join me for the pleasure, Martha, I think we're going to have a good old-fashioned square dance.
Right, 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 big man, right, hey.
Like to slow things down a bit here at the Opry and turn our thoughts to the words of a favorite sacred song. Tonight I'd like to sing you one of my favorites entitled My Dream of the Old Rugged Cross.
I dreamed I stood at the portals of heaven one day, and I wanted so to enter in. put my head bowed in shame when they call my name. For that was my life half a sin.
Then I could see the cruel nails in the hands of my Lord as he died for a world that was lost.
Then I woke and I cried, have mercy, I pray.
I had dreamed of the old rugged cross.
Then I could see the dear Lord as he beckoned to me. Then he said, come to me, I'll give you rest. I'll forgive all your sins, and I'll cleanse your soul within. And I knew he was the one who loved me best.
And I could see the cruel nails in the hands of my Lord as he died for a world that was lost. I had dreamed of the old rugged cross.
Thanks, folks. Thanks a whole lot. Well, sir, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Hey, Carl, what's the difference between a perfect bacon cigarette and a not-so-perfect one?
I'd say the difference is Prince Albert smoking tobacco. With PA and OCB paper, you've got the makings of a perfect smoke.
True, Prince Albert does roll easy. It smokes mild and tasty. You see, PA is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And PA's special process holds and heightens the natural flavor of the fine tobacco to give you natural tobacco taste in every cigarette.
Then, too, Prince Albert is crimp cut. It won't blow around or dribble out the end.
Fellas, enjoy natural tobacco taste in your next making cigarette. Ask for Prince Albert, taste tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. So easy rolling Mormons say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Hey, here's a man we just don't hear enough of from here at the Old Opera House. Yet he needs no introduction, most especially to the old upright sitting over there in the corner, because he plays a mess of piano. Let's listen to Marvin Hughes, and I'm looking over a four-leaf clover. Fine, Marvin. Say, I sure better straighten my tie up now, because here comes this little sweetheart of the Grand Ole Opry, Miss June Carter.
hiding?
I've been busy out there at the house. I've been watching after the livestock.
You got a lot of livestock, huh?
Boy, I've got livestock all over the place. I really have. You just don't know how much livestock I've got, buddy. Well, I guess you'd call it a lot. What I've really got is a rabbit.
A rabbit?
Yeah, a rabbit. That's my livestock. And I wrote a little poem about it tonight because I love my rabbit, and I'd like to say this little poem about it. Goes, a rabbit am a funny thing. Him ain't got no tail, almost hardly. When him run, and when him hop, and when him set on him tail, which him ain't got almost hardly. I got a cow out there, too.
You have?
Yeah, it's dead now. It's dead in the doornail.
Well, it was
a good old cow, though. He really was. I like that old cow. But you know my little nephew, Danny?
Danny Jones.
Yeah, little Danny Jones. That feisty little thing. I just don't know. He's the orneriest young'un I ever saw. It was a good cow. It had horns, you know. Had two of the nicest horns you ever saw in your life. And Danny, he saw them too, and he thought they was fine-looking horns. He said, them's awful pretty horns, ain't June? And about 30 minutes went by, and I heard the awfulest bellerin' if ever was down there at the barn. Poor old cow bellerin', and she kicked 4 or 5 planks out of the place, and I run down there, and that little feisty thing had strung him a light line from the house all the way to the barn down there, and had screwed that poor old cow's tail in one of them light sockets trying to make her horns blow.
Say, June, you was talking about that cow. You know my uncle's got a bull.
Really?
Oh, it's the fastest old bull you ever saw in your life. That thing can run 900 miles an hour.
No kidding,
yeah.
Carl.
Yeah, you know this fast train that comes by his house out there, you know where he lives. There's a fast train that comes through there every morning at 5 o'clock.
It's that Zephyr, ain't it?
Yeah, that Zephyr.
Yeah.
And this old bull sits out there at the end of the pasture, and I guess the pasture's a mile long.
Oh.
And he sits there, and when that train gets even, when he takes off running,
yeah.
And he beats the train to the other end and sits there and waits on it. And that train goes about 100 miles an hour.
Boy, it's fast, ain't it?
It's the fastest bull you ever saw in your life. It can run.
That's really a fast bull.
Yeah.
Well, you think that's fast. Listen to this, bud. This morning, it's 9 o'clock. I left New York City this morning at 9 o'clock.
Is that right?
And 10 o'clock, I was down here in Nashville.
Oh, no.
11 o'clock, I was in Dallas, Texas. 12 o'clock, I was in San Francisco, California. And then 1 o'clock, I'm back here again in Nashville.
That ain't so, June.
Yeah.
What was you doing, riding one of these little sports cars?
No, I wasn't.
I bet you was riding that fast Zephyr, that train.
No, I didn't ride that either.
You was flying in a jet.
No, I wasn't in a jet neither.
Well, how'd you get around so fast?
I rode your uncle's bull. No, I really ain't got no business talking to Carl Smith. I'm mad at him, buddy. Buddy, I am mad at him. Because I had a prize bull myself. I had a nice bull I won first prize out there.
Tell him what I done to it.
Well, there ain't no more of it. He eat it up. He did.
I cooked it, though, first.
Well, that's all right. You eat it, Nodhead. You didn't have no business chewing it up and swallowing it. He did. I had it down at the barn in the back pasture. And he went down there and he got it out. And he made him a great big old barbecue fire down there. And he barbecued it, ate it up. Eat every bite of it, swallowed it whole, he did.
I cooked it.
Yeah, and he got so happy because he's so full, he got to singing. He was a singing. He gets full, he gets to singing. So he was full, and he was a singing, and I heard him. I heard him up there at the house, and I went in there and got my double-barrel shotgun, buddy, and I come out there, and I shot the foot-fired fool out of him. I did. I did.
You like to blow my brains clean out.
I filled him plumb full of buckshot. Buckshot. I did. I shot him. And the moral of this story is, when you're full of bull, keep your mouth shut.
Oh, thank you, June, very much. Say, what happened to our pretty guest? Martha, come on out here and sing one of those Victor recordings of yours for all the people, huh? How about Let the Little Light Shine?
Let the light shine on me.
Let the light shine on me.
When I'm in distress and pain. my tribulation. Let the light shine on me.
That was mighty fine. That particular sound you hear from a guitar can only mean one thing. We're about to have a tune by the finest guitar player anywhere, Mr. Chet Atkins. Chester, that was mighty fine. We'd like to do a ballad for you folks. It's our brand new Columbia record. In fact, it was just released yesterday, and we hope that you folks enjoy it. It's called Before I Met You. Goodness. thought I'd been known. That was before I met you. Will be our good friend Berlin Husky. Riding along with his special guest will be the Lubin Brothers. Till then, this is Carl Smith saying we sure had a good time, and thanks for everything. Don't forget, we'll be seeing you the same time next Saturday night at the Grand.
You win with the new all-new king-size Cavalier cigarettes. Cavalier's new blend brings you the king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
Yes, Cavalier's new blend tastes great. Light up and get this wonderful smoking experience.
Draw lots of rich natural flavor through the cooling extra length of Cavalier's new blend of top crop tobacco.
Enjoy the smooth, refreshing, easygoing smoke that feels good to you puff after puff.
That's right. That's the wonderful news about the all-new Cavalier. It's a great smoke. Tastes great all the way. Smoke after smoke.
Today's the day for you to win new smoking enjoyment with the new all-new Cavalier.
Today, try new king-size Cavalier cigarettes. Look for Cavalier in the smart new pack of red, white, and gold. You'll win more smoking enjoyment with the all-new Cavalier. It's a sure winner.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.
WSM, Nashville, Tennessee.